Марут небесный, он кана фрона мим пшойнстенигом, кирие флуги сунак токанта, лука нагио евангел туа наганос мунт.
God and listen to the Holy Gospel, a chapter from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke the Evangelist, from the Psalms of David the prophet and king. May his blessing be with us all, amen.
John saw but not to open so tiro per noro tereni so and so sipshiri mf no tiet amch pi o nafsha and a pi o fa per no tipin.
From the Psalms of David the prophet and came his blessing be on us all, amen. From the rising of the sun to its going down, the Lord his name is to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations, his glory above the heavens. Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord, God and Savior, Jesus Christ, unto whom the glory forever and ever. Amen. Now on the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they had certain other women with them, came to the tomb bringing the spices which they had prepared, but they find the stone rolled away from the tomb. Then they went in and did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. And it happened as they were greatly perplexed about this, that behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. Then as they were afraid and bowed their faces to the earth, they said to them, "Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spoke to you when he was still in Galilee, saying the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of the sinful men and be crucified, on the third day rise again." And they remembered his words. Then they returned from the tomb and told all these things to the 11 and to all the rest. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and the other woman with them, who told these things to the apostle, and their words seemed to them like idle tales, and they did not believe them. But Peter arose and ran to the tomb, and stooping down, he saw the linen clothes lying by themselves. And he departed, marveling to himself at what had happened.
Glory be to God forever. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven,